A local Navy veteran has gone from battleships to battling in the squared circle of professional wrestling. Cairo Radio's Dean Seaman has the story.
Here comes Connors again.
The sound of fans at an independent wrestling show, especially ones as loud as here in Seattle, is very different from the sounds of the open ocean while serving in the U.S. Navy. In 2 years, Josh Schaff of Anacortes has gone from Naval Petty Officer Second Class to professional wrestler, one making a name for himself in the Pacific Northwest.
It's mind-boggling sometimes to think about. And sometimes I think I get caught up in it and I forget how successful I've been.
It all started in 2011 in Tennessee. Schaff was 17 when he enlisted. After training, he landed at Naval Air Station Whidbey Island. From there, he was deployed to Spain, Greece, Qatar, and more. But he was still watching wrestling, often with his fellow sailors.
I mean, we would sit around and we would watch the pay-per-views. We'd watch Monday Night Raw. We'd watch whatever. And that's when I started kind of watching a little bit of indie wrestling. I kind of started hearing of like PWG and all these other places. And I'm like, New Japan. You know, I'm like, there's more wrestling out there than just WWE.
Near the end of his enlistment, Schaff decided that he could become a wrestler himself.
And I told everyone, man. I told everyone for like 2 years, every single person I walked past, I was like, I'm gonna get out of the Navy. I'm gonna go be the world's heavyweight champion. And everyone laughed at me.
It turns out he would show them. After moving back to Tennessee in 2016, he drove down to a wrestling school in Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you want me to look at the place? I'm like, no, I just want to sign up. I want to be a wrestler. So I gave him the money. I walked in and I started training down there in Atlanta. So I drove 2 hours one way, about 4 hours every day.
His first match came within months. Over his first year, he was winning championships.
But at the same time, I was in a relationship with a girl. And my girlfriend's in the Navy. And she lives in Washington. And I really liked her. And I was like, man, what do I do? What do I do? Do I pick this wrestling career that's starting to take off? Or do I take this girl? And ultimately, I chose the girl. Hilariously enough, though, I got my cake and I got to eat it, too.
That's because in recent years, professional wrestling has grown in Washington State. In 2017, Schaff debuted for Defy Wrestling here in Seattle, where he has faced top-tier international stars. And it turns out you can transition from sailor to star wrestler. Defy producer Matt Farmer says Schaff's military experience helps him in the ring athletically, as well as being able to adapt to new situations.
You come across people that you've never met before. You're in front of crowds that you've never performed in front of before. You meet new people all the time.
And that is the sound of Schaff's adoring fans greeting him with deafening chants at a recent match in Seattle. His backers say he's made a positive impact on the independent wrestling scene, attracting fans from the local military community, even the ones that used to laugh at his dream. Now, he's aiming to expand outside of the Northwest.
I want to be the Brody King. I want to be the Jeff Cobb. That's what I want. I want to start getting out there, you know, and making that name for myself.
And with major wrestling promotions like World Wrestling Entertainment and the newly formed All Elite Wrestling, new talent is always being scouted, and Schaff's journey could go global as quickly as 1, 2...
Some headlines now.